Just carry on.
All right. This is the beginning of the third meeting, the conceptual design meeting. Our agenda should be that we're opening the meeting. I have the minutes from the previous meeting on the shared drive at this point. And we should each have a presentation to make. We have certain decisions to make, and we have 40 minutes total. It's 25 after 2 at the moment, so 40 minutes is 5 after 3, which I'm keeping an eye on the clock for us. They're the decisions we have to turn to, but we'll come back to them in a minute after I take us to the minutes of this meeting. Right. As we remember, I opened the meeting before us were present. The meeting, the first meeting's minutes were reviewed and approved. Sarah, you presented the marketing research report, which pretty much represented that 15 to 35 year olds has to be handheld, power, channel, volume, number keys, possibly speech recognition. And then Steph did the second presentation that those functions plus streamlining them with big user-friendly keys that were easy to use. I think all of us agreed with those things. Kate presented a working design of going over the basics on the whiteboard, that it should be a simple mass-produced device because of the 12.5 pence cost. But we did talk about possibly using rechargeable batteries and having a docking place as a selling point. And the new requirements that it would be for TV only, and that it include the slogan and color of the corporate design included. The corporate image. So we agreed that the target market would be 15 to 35 with more money than sense, that were decision makers. Alternatively, would be a manufacturer to enclose it with TV, but still should meet those parameters. And the function we agreed was volume, power, numbers, enter, channels, a way to move between channels, easy to use and handheld. At that point, we agreed that Sarah would look at the current cost of competition, what we currently sell for. And Steph was going to look at ergonomics. Kate was going to look at cost and feasibility of the various possibilities that we discussed. And I was to take up these minutes and work on the final report. Is this a fair presentation that our last meeting was?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Presentations. So we're going to pull the plug on me and turn to Sarah. Is that okay? Is that all right with everybody else?
Mm-hmm.
Especially since Kate asked me last. Sarah, I'm sorry if I misspelled your name. I didn't know it was S-A-R-A or S-A-R-H. You respond to whatever you get. Okay.
I'm glad to see the marketing budget is being so well spent on these.
Perhaps think about incorporating technologically interesting fabrics and some of the bold colors into a simple handset. So, I also did a little research on what, again, are the most important priorities in decision making about purchasing. Fancy. Functional is out. Fancy, and that's exactly the term, and we're thinking polished, elegant, you know, kind of innovative, but kind of, this is twice as important as the next finding, which is technologically innovative. This is interesting, because I think in the last meeting we were talking about technology as being so important, but maybe what's innovative is having it simple with technologically superior fabrics or design interesting substances. Ease of use, again, pretty low. I mean, it's the top three, but each of them fancy and technologically innovative are far more important. So, I think we should cloak the streamlined remote control device in a series of
I think that's a good idea. Don't you?
You know, it's like the covers that you use on the exact remote, your cell phone. Exactly. I was thinking, though, that instead of having something, something similar to a summer dress, so, fruit and veg, so if you actually make these spongy, they could be, and initially I thought you could start with kind of fruit that would suit kind of a long handheld, so banana, pineapple, and pear. It could actually, the sleeve could take up a lot of the development, and the remote control would just make it reductionist. They could be interchangeable, they're spongy, that goes back to ergonomics, and the youngsters love them, 100% family, everyone can have their own. So what we're talking about is changing this concept. Everyone has a TV remote, but then we add in the fact that they each have their own individual fruit. That's what's hot on the calendars. So this is what I'm thinking.
In most families, don't isn't the remote used a remote?
Yeah, but I think what this would allow is perhaps a person in the family who has the most opinion about it, they all need a remote. A person who is really perhaps active in personalizing, I'm thinking a teenager and someone 15 to 35 would go out and get this additional thing the same way as you mentioned that people would get cell phone covers.
So when your dad's sitting there overriding it, sitting there, no, watch this.
Some households do have 3 or 4 TVs, and they have a remote for each one.
Yeah. So this is an idea, and I this is exactly what the research has shown. So I really open this up to any other feedback. This spongy fruit veg.
Yeah, I think we're going to have some trouble when we get down to the component design on this. Spongy is going to be difficult, I'm afraid.
And as for
Yeah, I mean, basically, we can make these things out of wood, titanium, plastic, or rubber. I suppose rubber is the closest to spongy. Yeah. I was thinking titanium myself.
Are we talking about the device itself or a cover for the device that the an interchangeable cover as a separate product?
Well, it would be a very simple product. You could have a spongy sleeve that would be interchangeable.
Perhaps that's on that particular suggestion. We have to go back to management and perhaps go to another group to actually design as a separate product.
Yeah, would it be helpful if I describe the components a bit? Because I think it would give you maybe bring this discussion back to earth of what we can actually physically do. Right, well, I think some of this, you're going to be a little disappointed with some of the things I have to tell you, but I'm afraid this is the real world. So, I've been looking at the basics of how these devices actually have to work in order to operate, and I've had some discussions with the manufacturing division who have told me what's actually available, you know, what the current state of the art in components is, and some of the exciting new things they've got, but I'm not sure that quite what you want. Now this isn't a very good overhead, but this is just to show you, this is the innards of a remote control. I really need a pen or something, but does my mouse work now? Oh yeah, can you see my little mouse pointer? Right, this is a remote that's been opened up, and that's the back of the interface, and this is a push button one. So you see these little buttons here, they're little rubber buttons that go through onto the board at the back, and they push these buttons here. That's the basic construction that we've got to accommodate. We've got to have something that pushes the little buttons that talk to the chip, that encodes the message, that sends the message to the receiver. So I want to go through not just addressing the points that you made, Sarah, but doing my presentation in the order I wrote it. So first of all, I want to talk about what possibilities we've got for the energy source. We can have your bog standard double A batteries in a replaceable little compartment. We can have a hand sorry. A wind up, yeah. Which I think is quite an interesting concept for a for a remote control, but it maybe is doesn't quite go with the fruit and veg. one that I think is quite interesting is the kinetic energy source, where you actually get the energy by moving the device, which is quite a nice and neat one. It means that if it's sitting there for a long time, it probably won't work, but you have to sort of throw it between your hands every now and then, it'll work. Or we had talked about solar power, but I think we agreed that that's not so good in the dark. Now, I'm afraid this is the options we've got on the case. It can be made of plastic, rubber, wood, if you like, or titanium. And the nearest we've got to spongy there, I guess, is rubber, but well, I'm going to come back to the advantage of titanium. And basically, it can have a flat surface, a curved surface, or a double curved surface, but I think if we want to use standard components, we're going to have difficulty with anything much beyond that. Okay, what does the interface look like? Well, push button, that's the one we're all familiar with. We can have scroll buttons, and the scroll button can incorporate a push, so you can have it like on a mouse, where you can use it to go up and down, change volume or channel or something like that, and push to select something. You can have multiple scroll buttons. This is maybe getting a little bit complicated, but the technology is there. And we can also incorporate an LCD display in the remote, but this will increase the cost. The electronics actually makes the device work. We've basically got three: simple, regular, advanced, and the price goes up as we choose each of this. If we want the nice cheap one, the simple, then we can only have push buttons. All the other fancy interface designs go out the window, I'm afraid. Pay a little bit more for a regular chip, and you can have scroll buttons. If you want the advanced chip, it obviously costs more, but that's what you need if you want the LCD display. And the manufacturing division tell me that they have recently developed sample speaker devices. Now, I don't know what that is, but I think they think it's quite important, and we might want to incorporate it somewhere. Our real expertise is in push buttons, I have to say, but maybe you think that's old technology. And well, I think we've got two options. We can either go for a really cheap model, keep all the costs down, which means a flat plastic case with an ordinary battery and simple push buttons, or we can have something that looks a bit nicer, I think. It won't necessarily look like a pineapple, but that may or may not be a good thing. Sorry. But it could have an LCD screen, and it could have multiple scroll buttons, and it could have the company's new development of the sample sensor and speaker. So, thank you. Yeah, I'm afraid I don't have that information available. Manufacturing didn't actually attach any prices to any of this, I'm afraid. Yeah. Banana. We could do a double curved rubber one, which would allow say a banana, but unfortunately I see from my notes that if we do that, we have to have a push button as the interface. We can't do anything fancier. If you do F
If you do it again,
FN F8 again, it's
keep doing it until you get it in both. You
I think it,
there and you get it
yeah,
first
you will do. Yeah. Yeah, I'd certainly support that idea. It's difficult to make fancy shapes in it as well. We can't, for example, have a double curved case in titanium, unfortunately. And the having the screen on the television screen, I think, is a good idea, because otherwise we're putting up the price not only for putting building the LCD in, but for the electronics as well.
And it's a little bit pointless.
there is that. Do you want scroll buttons in that as well?
I was thinking not actually scroll like a mouse scroll, but you know, I can't quite describe it. I think right, see on the one on the right, the bottom is the mouse, yeah, see the mouse is the mouse style thing, where you have up, down, left and right.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a nice clean design. It's playing to our strengths, which are in push button technology. But we can implement it with simple push buttons,
yeah,
which is much cheaper. In fact, oh, that's really nice.
Almost impossible to in this place.
Do you think that you might have your whole area in the same sense that you guys are picking up plastic? Perhaps there's something we're missing of a child's world. Do you think we could put it in a food cup and have an abstract? You know, we could call it.
We could actually do it in rubber instead of plastic if you'd rather. If you like the spongy. Yeah. Yeah.
It looks like a downward pointing arrow, but it's actually the V to indicate that it's the volume.
Mm-hmm.
So we can need to avoid little ambiguities like this.
Yeah.
Concepts, and I think you all have
energy are we going to use? Which the choices that we discussed were pretty much battery, kinetic, or solar. This is where Kate's expertise comes in, and our decision making will be a little bit guided on Kate's point. You were saying that the kinetic would be useful, that is, you just have to move it somewhere and you'd be able to use it, as opposed to battery, that you have to put it in the charger or keep replacing batteries, or solar, that you have difficulty with it if it's a dark day, that it will die on you and no way to do it. That's the day when you use the TV. So what's our pleasure here? What would be the cost consequences of each of the three?
Well, unfortunately, I don't have costing information. In terms of workability, I think the two front runners are the standard battery or the kinetic. But I'm sorry, I don't have figures on the difference in cost.
What's the feelings of the group on the kinetic?
I've used kinetic in terms of watches, and it's very, it could tie in with fanciful design,
So the consensus seems to be use the kinetic if it's at all possible.
But it does depend how much
it costs.
I mean, how much it costs and how much more development and research is.
And how much you do have to keep it moving, because I'm conscious that watching TV can be quite a sedentary activity. Yeah. True, yeah, more environmentally friendly.
Thanks for another 5 minutes to finish things. The next thing that they wanted us to do was look at chip on print as a decision.
Oh, right, okay, that's something I maybe should have covered. Chip-on-print is just a manufacturing technique. And I would certainly recommend it, I think, because I'm not sure I have an alternative. It's just the way that the way it's actually built, and you print onto the circuit board like you might print onto paper.
Do we want wood, plastic, titanium, or rubber? And I think we've discussed not having titanium once, too expensive. And second, it will do this double curves. We've sort of eliminated wood. We said plastic or rubber. What's the pleasure?
Well, if Sarah's keen on a spongy feel, the rubber that we're talking about is the same as you have in those little stress balls. So it's... Yeah.
What about you?
Do you not think it might need like a kind of a hard plastic inner shell of the actual delicate workings inside? And then a kind of spongy
kind of like internal
cover.
Yes. Yeah, a spongy cover. So it feels like the whole thing is spongy, but actually you're not damaging anything by
plastic inside.
Yeah. I'd need to talk to manufacturing again about whether that's actually possible, but I agree, it sounds like a nice idea if it is. I should.
Is the user interface concept. I'm sorry to push you, but we only have a couple of minutes.
Then I'll just add support either from the marketing point of view or from the design.
Okay, and it says interface. What type and what supplements?
Copy one on the left. No, four buttons. Up, down, left, and right. If enter in the middle, what will correspond to a menu?
which I think technically is just push button, and I certainly support
Yeah.
that brings the cost down quite a lot, and it's something that the company's an expert on.
This is gonna sound weird, but the next meeting starts in 30 minutes. And I actually want a look and feel design, user interface design. You can look and see this as well as I can. Marketing, they want product
No,
evaluation.
it's
Oh.
plugged in on mine.
Oh my, I'm sorry.
That's fine, I'm looking at my original.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Missed that one. This'll be fun trying to get this thing to work. Ah, ta-da.
You know, I think the company as its next project should design a better overhead device that
Yeah.
switches immediately.
Next meeting starts in 30 minutes.
Yes.
These are the individual actions, you know, right? The look and feel design is for Kate. Steph gets the user interface design. You get product evaluation. The two of you get to play with the